Hi, this is Paul Jindrzejczyk with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we're joined in the studio by Mike Yoder. He's part of Linked Up Grand Rapids. How are you doing today, Mike?
Good. Thanks, Paul.
So congratulations. You've hit almost 10,000 Linked Up members, and Linked Up was born out of the popular social network LinkedIn. So what was what were you interested in accomplishing when you set out to start Linked Up?
Well, I'll be honest and be the first one to tell you I had no idea that it was going to be, 10,000 people. But about 4 years ago is when LinkedIn drastically expanded the groups in LinkedIn, all the functionality and features within LinkedIn as pertaining to groups. So we started Linked Up Grand Rapids not really knowing that it would take off like this, but realizing it was a great place and a great way to connect people, business people in the community.
Right, right. So the prime focus was networking.
Absolutely, yep.
And how do folks get involved? Is there a cost?
Well, it's free to join the group on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have like a sister website, linkedupgr.com.
Okay.
And that's free to join as well, but it adds additional features and functions that we don't get on the LinkedIn group site.
Okay.
But both are free to join. And then we do have a platinum membership that's $89 a year for extended benefits for the real hardcore networkers.
Okay. What are some of those benefits that those folks would receive?
Well, things like a free profile audit or a company page audit in LinkedIn. So I do that and provide written feedback on how to get more use out of their LinkedIn profile.
Okay.
And then some of our events, some training workshops that I do, like I'm doing an advanced LinkedIn workshop coming up here soon. And so if you're a platinum member, you can attend that for free.
Okay.
And, several other benefits that are exclusive to the platinum members.
Mm-hmm. So networking's always been a popular buzzword, but what do people need to do to be successful at networking in this day and age?
Well, it's really about a relationship. I think so many people get focused on the transaction.
Right.
We get so focused on, I've got to get a card, I've got to get a lead, I've got to get a referral.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens, what I've found over the years is so many people, they get a stack of business cards because they go to a networking event, and all they do is get an introduction or a name or something like that.
They're not getting to know somebody. It's not genuine.
Exactly. And so they end up with a stack of cards or names, and then most people never follow up.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm really trying to accomplish, especially with our 525 events that we purposely keep smaller, is to divert the focus from the transaction to building trusted business relationships.
Sure.
So that's what I think really takes to be successful long-term or in a sustainable way. And the leads, the referrals, those transactions happen over time.
Right.
But they happen. Your best sources of those are people you've developed that trusted business relationship.
You're not going to get that business deal tomorrow. It's going to take maybe a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months, but you build that relationship over time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what are some of the other key things that you think people ought to be doing when they're networking?
Well, I think especially with the advantages we have in social media today, and not just LinkedIn, but, Facebook and YouTube and Foursquare and Google Plus,
right,
and Pinterest and a million other opportunities. I think you have to keep the focus on social media is about people.
Right.
It's about conversation. It's about relationships and community and collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to understand that and keep that in your mind when you're using social media and not kind of violate those inherent expectations, and start trying to blast marketing and advertising messages at people.
Right.
So I think in order to be successful in today's world, especially like I've said with social media, you need to maintain that perspective of it's you got to be conversational.
What percentage of their social media should be business? 20%, 10%, more or less?
I think it depends on the person and the business.
Sure.
And different social media channels fit different businesses and people better. than others. Believe it or not, Facebook isn't the answer for everybody.
Right.
When it comes to business.
Sure.
But it may be. I love Facebook.
Yeah.
But maybe Pinterest would be a better focus for someone that has their demographic or that target in mind would be a better fit.
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends on the person, the business, you know, what they're trying to accomplish.
Who but sometimes social media can harm somebody's business if they're doing it in the wrong way. I mean, Facebook has gotten many a person into hot water.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're really piling up the examples of how people have done it wrong.
Right.
And it can be a comedy of errors, and sometimes it can be very unfortunate, whether it's an example like United Breaks Guitars on YouTube or the lack of engagement by the cruise line with that tragedy with the cruise ship that so many people died, and they just went silent on their social media channels. So it really did them a lot of harm because they weren't responsive. They weren't, you know, communicating and things like that. So, yeah, you have to pay attention.
Oh, absolutely. Folks who come to your events, what exactly are they getting?
Well, we have really two different types of events. The 525 events that we have on a monthly basis, both here in Grand Rapids and in Kalamazoo, are limited in size to 25 people.
Okay.
And those are really focused networking events that I facilitate. But what they do is they give us the time and the space for people to really have in-depth conversations and really begin to build those trusted business relationships. Whereas our larger meetup events that we have about on a quarterly basis, those are really more for fun and for people to get those introductions and meet lots of people.
And what are some of the events that are coming up? What are the dates?
Well, on May 17, we have another Linked Up Grand Rapids 525 event here in Grand Rapids. And then on the 29th, we'll have one in Kalamazoo. They're typically the fourth Tuesday of every month at Webster's Prime in Kalamazoo.
Okay.
But May has five Tuesdays, so we shifted to the 29th.
Okay.
And then our next large group meetup event that's open to the public, members, non-members, is going to be on July 11 at Quaker Steak and Lube on 28th Street.
Okay, okay. Now, a lot of this is connected into LinkedIn, the social network. So what should people be doing to be successful at the use of LinkedIn?
Well, I think first and foremost, you need to get your profile to 100% in terms of completeness.
What are some of the areas that people are incomplete on?
Well, sometimes it's a matter of you need at least three recommendations. And a lot of times people will sit at 85% and they can't figure out why. And most of the times they just need to get that minimum of three recommendations.
Okay.
Or it may be a summary. It may be job skills.
Sure.
It may be any one of those sections of the LinkedIn profile that they've maybe omitted or overlooked or something like that. But you just can go through each section and make sure that you put in relevant information about your experience.
Sure. So it's full and complete. Now, somebody on there who's looking for a new job, how should they approach LinkedIn? What should they be doing?
Well, there's a lot of different ways. First of all, groups are a very rich source of job postings that maybe people overlook because you've got the paid job section of LinkedIn.
Right.
But each group has a job section.
Okay.
And those are job postings from group members. And for instance, in Linked Up Grand Rapids, we have between 150 and 200 current job postings.
Oh, that's great.
So if people in the area are looking for a job, you know that the job posting is going to be for a job in West Michigan. So if you're looking to stay in the area, it's a great source of job posting. Another area that you can use is the company listings in LinkedIn.
Okay.
If you're interested in a specific company or a few specific companies where you would like to work,
sure,
you can look that company up, and then there's a button you can push to follow that company.
Mm-hmm.
And then anytime someone leaves the company, someone joins the company,
okay,
or they have a company job listing on LinkedIn,
you'll be alerted.
You'll be automatically alerted. So
sure.
Those are a couple of ways that could really be beneficial.
Now, on the opposite end, if I'm an employer, what should I be doing to find qualified talent?
Well, one of the nice features on LinkedIn, and I believe just some basic searching.
Mm-hmm.
And but if you have the first level of a paid subscription to LinkedIn,
mm-hmm,
I think you can get it for like $19 a month or something like that.
Okay.
You can do what are called saved searches, and then you can create a search string of technical terms or whatever you want.
Sure.
Run the search and then save it, and then LinkedIn will rerun that on a regular basis and send you the results.
Okay, okay.
So that's a way that you can use LinkedIn and kind of be more efficient if you're looking for someone. Because on LinkedIn, you're not limited to searching for a person's name or a company name or things like that. You can literally search anything.
Okay.
And use any term.
Okay.
To search on LinkedIn.
Okay, that's great information.
Yeah.
Now, the folks who are involved in Grand Rapids Linked Up, what primary industries are they involved in?
You know, it's really pretty interesting. We've got an equal mix of entry-level people and senior-level people.
Okay.
We've got a real nice mix of industry,
mm-hmm,
you know, whether it's sales and marketing or banking and finance. We really have a pretty diverse mix of people.
And what are some of the success stories that you've heard from people who've been involved?
Well, a good friend of mine, Matt Zukolowski, who works for UPS, has been involved with Linked Up Grand Rapids. He was actually at our very first event we
okay
held three or four years ago. And he at UPS, they had been trying to get into an account for like 6 years. And Matt talked to the people at UPS and said, well, let me give it a try using my LinkedIn network.
Right.
And sure enough, he had a connection, which actually ended up being through his nephew on LinkedIn, to the very person they needed to get in touch with at that company.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So long story short, it turned into an $800,000 account that they landed.
Not too shabby.
And then a few months later, he called me all excited, and it was up to like a $1.5 million account.
Wow.
For them. So that's one of the really good success stories.
Oh, that's awesome to hear.
Yeah.
This is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square. We've been joined in the studio by Mike Yoder. Mike is from Linked Up Grand Rapids. If you'd like to learn more about Linked Up Grand Rapids, you can visit linkedupgr.com. Thanks so much for joining me, Mike.
Hey, my pleasure.